Since Congress passed the welfare reform law 6 years ago, there have been enormous changes. The welfare rolls have shrunk, and many people are in the workforce for the first time. Researchers have discovered a startling statistic. There's a big jump in the proportion of households in which the only people who receive benefits are children. But as Congress considers renewing the welfare law this year, there's been little attention paid to these children. NPR's Madeline Brand reports.
A major goal of welfare reform was to put parents to work, but for those adults who are exempt or can't work, only their children receive benefits. Robert Wood at Mathematica Policy Research in New Jersey has done the only comprehensive study of these children.
As people are leaving welfare in large numbers because of these work requirements, or until recently because of the strong economy, more and more who's left on welfare, that the mix of those families is changing.
He says such child-only families can be divided into three main groups: those where the parents are disabled and can't work, those where the parents are immigrants and therefore not allowed to collect regular welfare, and those where the children live with other caregivers, say a grandmother. That's the largest group receiving child-only benefits, and Wood says the overwhelming reason the children are being cared for by a relative is substance abuse.
60% of the relative caretakers said that the absent mother had a problem with drugs or alcohol that made it impossible for her to raise the child.
That's the situation with Rosa Colon, who lives in a public housing high-rise along a busy freeway in Manhattan. At age 61, she's raising her three grandchildren, who are 16, 13, and 3 years old.
Yeah. Mama, where's my mommy?
She's coming later.
Cologne's daughter has an alcohol problem and lives somewhere else. The father of the oldest two pays Cologne about $200 a month in child support. But Cologne gets nothing for the three-year-old, even though she's entitled to receive child-only welfare benefits for him.
To get a measly, like, let's say, $68 or $58, and through for that, I have to go and you know, make myself feel so cheap, you know, just for that. And get aggravated, be a whole day for hours waiting for my name to be called.
She says she'd rather babysit a couple of days a week. And for some experts, that's what welfare reform is all about, someone who'd rather work than receive a government handout. Robert Rector is a welfare policy analyst at the Heritage Foundation. He says the fact that child-only cases are a larger percentage of the welfare rolls now is an encouraging sign.
For one thing, it says that welfare reform has been even more successful in reducing caseloads than we ordinarily understand. The number of adults left on the caseload is now down around 1 million, down from around 4.5 million just 5 or 6 years ago.
Now that many parents are in the workforce, it's easier to see the child-only cases. Researchers hope the states will be able to better direct their resources to these families, maybe help grandmothers like Rosa Colon with health care costs or substance abuse counseling for her daughter. But welfare expert Rebecca Blank at the University of Michigan says there's still very little known about these families and what they need.
One of the things we don't know, which we really need to know to address this, is how long are these kids outside of parental care, and what is the nature of the care that they're receiving? And, you know, is it stable? Is it long-term? Is it loving? Does it provide them with the things that they need beyond just, you know, economic needs? And, you know, we have very bad answers to all of that.
Blank and other experts fear the issue of child-only cases will receive little discussion in the current debate in Congress. Much of the attention so far has focused on whether to increase work requirements for welfare parents. Madeline Brand, NPR News, New York.